I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Megan Lynch. The Board of Public Service has decided on whether the Armory Data Center project should receive a conditional use permit.
Seeing none, I will ask Secretary to please call the roll.
Director Dace?
Aye.
Director Hayes?
Aye.
The permit was approved unanimously by the board, which is comprised of various department heads across St. Louis City. Its approval comes as the city is working towards regulations for data centers. In their place, a list of conditions, including using a closed-loop water system to reduce consumption, using renewable energy for half of its load, installing a solar rooftop, and hitting job growth numbers. There is also a condition prohibiting the data center be used for crypto mining. The project is estimated to cost $3 billion, and the city is projected to receive over $430 million in tax revenue. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
I'm Maria Aquina. St. Louis Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer believes a conditional use permit should have been put on hold until citywide regulations were already in place for this use.
I was able to review the proposed conditions this morning. It was sent to the Board of Aldermen late yesterday afternoon, so I didn't even have a full 24 hours with these that was proposed today. I did put forward a few other regulations or conditions for consideration.
And some of those considerations included not testing diesel generators on bad air quality days and battery storage for initial outages that may happen instead of relying solely on diesel generators for the backup power. Schweitzer also would like to have seen the use of renewables after the five-year period.
City lawmakers are close to a deal on how to spend Rams settlement money. That's according to Aldermanic President Megan Green. She says she believes the idea of what to spend the money on is agreed to.
I think there's agreement on the buckets. I think there's not quite agreement yet on the dollar amounts for each bucket. I think there's pretty close to agreement on the things that those buckets should pay for.
Green says city officials are meeting nearly every day to make sure a deal is made that can pass not only the Board of Aldermen, but estimate and apportionment. Just over a year ago, a plan on how to spend the Rams settlement money fell apart when Green made amendments to a deal splintering support for the deal. An income tax bill passes the Missouri House. Brian Locke explains.
The Missouri House voted 95-59 Tuesday to approve a proposal that would eliminate the state income tax and raise the sales tax, sending the issue to voters for a statewide decision. Supporters say the plan would make Missouri more competitive and allow residents to keep more of their income, while opponents argue it would shift the tax burden onto purchases and disproportionately impact lower-income households. Governor Mike Kehoe does not need to sign the measure, but must decide by May 22nd whether it will appear on the November ballot or in a special election later this year.
A pickup truck crashed into a South City barbershop this morning. It crashed into Fade Focus Galleries on 2300 South Grand in the Compton Heights neighborhood. It happened around 2 a.m. Fox 2 reports the driver taken to the hospital but not believed to have life-threatening injuries. A 20-year-old woman facing a first-degree murder charge in the shooting death of a Steak and Shake worker. St. Louis County Police Lieutenant Colonel Greg Lohr credits good police work and technology with the arrest of Jada Bell.
Techniques can give us the ability to do things we couldn't do 10 years ago. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we back that technology up with facts that we can verify.
Chauncia Meekins was laid to rest yesterday. She was shot and killed while working earlier this month at the Steak and Shake at Bell Fountain Road. The father of a 3-year-old boy who fell to his death from an 11th-floor apartment building now facing child endangerment charges. Court documents show 26-year-old Tarvis Phoenix Jr. left his Parkview apartment on Forest Park Avenue before midnight April 9th. There's video showing the toddler leaving the apartment at 12:35 in the morning, wandering around in the lobby of the 11th floor. There were two open windows with benches underneath them. Then the child climbed on the bench and onto the ledge where he fell to his death. The Post-Dispatch reports about 10 minutes after the child fell, the father returned home, reporting his son missing to police, who found the boy's body on the pavement. From the KMOX business desk, a historic school in Forest Park set to be converted. The former Rock Springs School at 3974 Sarpy Avenue accepting bids to turn the space into offices and a behavioral health clinic. The four-story building has been owned by Peer Property Group since 2022. The group wants to begin the roughly $7 million conversion this summer.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.